On this Friday afternoon, Eric Snodgrass is here from Agribull and Nutrien Ag Solutions. Good afternoon to you, Eric. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, this has been an interesting week, so I'm anxious to talk weather.
Yeah, well, let's start with right here, because I think there's some rainfall that we might have over the weekend. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I'm actually just staring right now at a radar image that's kind of got me clued on what's coming across parts of Iowa and Missouri, and that's getting into western Illinois. And the concern is, you know, it's been a pretty warm morning. We're still pretty juicy in the lower levels of the atmosphere. So as this system comes through here, maybe late this afternoon, this evening, we're going to have to watch out for some potentially stronger thunderstorms that could roll through the area. And of course, the consequence of that is they're going to be full of water. We could get quite a bit of rain out of them. But the other big feature to watch, which might give us, you know, several days here of having to deal with some storms, is that there's this upper level low that's spinning over parts of Montana. And because it just stays there and keeps spinning, there's going to be a boundary on which probably through the day on Saturday, we're going to be dealing with a lot of showers and storms across the area here. And then even early into next week, those as this system kind of finally moves east, it'll be still just kind of lashing at us. So we've got the next 5 days looking pretty good chances of rain coming up here. So in the near term, I want everybody that's listening to make sure they're watching the radar, especially this afternoon, and just keep a close on it all day tomorrow as well, just for the threat of some stronger to severe storms.
Anything further out that we should be worried about or discuss? And then if you can, maybe walk us through the summer months as well.
Yeah, well, I have some good news. The good news is all week long, we kept watching the models really hint at, you know, this really nice warm-up that will be coming here for the end of the month. And we even talked about it last week. And that warm-up is welcome. We've got to get some heat into this crop. Otherwise, it's just going to continue to be behind. And with the amount of rain putting down, you know, it's just a bad combination. Normally, when we're talking about rain at the end of June, it's all good, right? We're always talking about good things. But this year, the cool weather we've had recently, plus the rain has really made things quite rough. And I mean, think about it. Today's the summer solstice. I took pictures of beans this morning on my way into work where the beans were 4 inches tall. I had 2 leaves. And so this is just, we need some heat. So it's coming. We've got several days as we progress toward the end of the month here. We're going to have some above average temperatures, nothing extreme, at least at this point, but some above average temperatures. You can already see it down in Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas today. They've got excessive heat warnings out in that area. And so this is good, but nothing's shutting down the Gulf of Mexico, which means as we even progress into the next couple of weeks, while you may see some forecasts that say things are going to be drier, this is going to go into a full-blown summertime forecast, which means every day it'll be, we got to look for where the thunderstorms are going to form. And there are going to be a lot of these events like we see today where storms blow up. They produce their own outflow, as we call that, and new storms form on the decaying old ones. And it'll just be a race every day to see where they're going to form across the country. Now, you said, what about longer term? Well, as we keep seeing our longer term models give us information out farther and farther, the chances of this upcoming summer bringing in sustained above average temperatures, I'm talking about, you know, where we get like we had last June, where the whole month was just warm and made the crop go fast, I'm just not seeing it. And what we are seeing by the time we get out to July 4th, 5th, 6th, is that a trough will be developing over the western United States. The ridge will actually be sitting right there from basically West Texas to Montana. We'll be on the northwest flow side of that, which means thunderstorms, but we'll also be on the side of it that is the cooler side of it. And so what I don't like about that is that we've already got a crop that we know is struggling for heat, and I'm not picking up on July and even August signals for heat to really push in and get us going. Some of those signals that we were worried about, they kind of faded in the last week or so. So it's not good news, but it is the news, and we got to talk about it when it comes to weather like this.
Hey, I haven't talked about South America for a while, but they should be in the middle of second crop corn harvest there in Brazil. What do we know?
Yeah, and the reason why I haven't been talking about it is there's not been any major stories. You know, the story we've had this whole Safrinha crop season down there has been one where they really haven't had too much adversity. And as a consequence, when we start hearing numbers coming out of South America, they're kind of right on target for what people have been talking about for a while. No major weather story that I've seen in the near term coming out of neither Argentina or Brazil. So I think we're going to see a good crop coming out of there, but I think the world's attention's on what's going on in the U.S. at least.
I suppose back to the Northern Hemisphere. Anything in Europe or other places we should discuss?
Yes, absolutely. So over the last week or so, we've seen the longer range models hinting at some pretty serious heat moving through parts of Central Europe. I'm actually to go France all the way to Russia. So the whole thing. And they've got temperatures throughout this week that'll continue to climb. We're going to be seeing high temperatures that might be 15 to 20 degrees Celsius warmer than average. So we're talking about some serious heat here. And then on the other side of that, that same corridor, so much of the northern half of France, big chunk of Germany, no rain is expected. If there is rain, it's just pop-up storms. And then on the other side of that, north of the Black Sea, the eastern half of Ukraine and the big chunk of the Russian wheat belt over the next 7 days is not forecast to get any rain at all by the European model. Now, after that, it looks as though some relief is coming in, but it's going to be one of those situations where they're already going to be reeling from the heat and the drier stress as they're trying to, of course, get a wheat crop out and get their other crops in. So Europe's having some troubles and U.S. is having some troubles right now. So there's a lot of support for just thinking about things not being the way they've been for the last 6 years. That's for sure.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.